Good evening. Welcome to the December 21st, 2016 Board of Adjustment meeting. The first order of business is to establish a quorum with roll call.
All right. Dan Boone.
Present.
Tom Gideon called. Tony Mullen.
Present.
Mark, and Mark's resigned. And Howard Kitchen.
Present.
We have established a quorum.
Thank you. Second order of business is to swear in those speakers that will be speaking today. If you will stand up, raise your right hand. And do you promise, swear to provide honest testimony before this board today? I do.
Yes.
Thank you. Bob, if you'll give us the explanation of public hearing procedure and presentation of exhibits.
Okay. I'd like to welcome you this evening to the December 21st, 2016 Board of Adjustment public hearing. The Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of Missouri Revised Statutes, the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I would like to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B. The staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C. And the Board of Adjustment bylaws is Exhibit D for all of the cases to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report will be read for each application, followed by a video and any questions for staff. As the chairman had indicated, if you do wish to comment upon any application, you must sign up at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak either for or against a request must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Registration for comment will cease before the hearing begins. When it's your opportunity to provide sworn testimony, your name will be called by the Board of Adjustment chairman. Please walk to the podium at the front of the room to address the board. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in attendance in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. Thank you so much.
We had four public hearings tonight. The first was Emerald Point LLC for an appeal, and that has been postponed at their request until January 18th. So if you're here for that public hearing, it will not be held tonight. The next request is for Pete Elizabeth Capco on a variance. Did I cut you out of the governing status?
Yeah, sorry.
Get back to it, sorry.
Okay. The governing statutes on this, the Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty to hear and decide appeals where it's alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations. Second, to hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. And three, where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under Section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege, to authorize it upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
Okay. First application tonight is Pete and Elizabeth Capco.
Okay. This is case number 2016-8V. The request is a front setback variance request. The applicants are, as you indicated, are Pete and Elizabeth Capco. The property in question is located at 110 Black Bear Way, Hollister, Missouri. And it's a little hard to make out in this one, but we'll zoom in on this. Here's the property in question. And we'll continue zooming in here. It's located in the Oliver Township, Section 24, Township 22, Range 22. And we've got a north, south, east, and west view of the property. The applicants are requesting a variance from the provisions of Section 7, Table 1, setbacks of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. The applicants are specifically requesting a variance from the required front property line setback requirement. The applicants are seeking basically a 3-foot front setback variance, allowing for the construction of a new covered deck to be constructed 22 feet from the front property line adjoining Black Bear Way. The background on this and the general description, the subject property is approximately 0.11 acres or 4,901.64 square feet in size. And it's described as Lot 36 in the amended plat of the final plat of Pine Woods Village Subdivision. The amended plat of the final plat of the subdivision was filed with the Recorder of Deeds Office on October 27th, 1997. And this is the property highlighted in question. According to the assessor's information, as contained within Beacon, the property in question basically contains this one single-family residence that was constructed in 2008. It was brought to the attention of the Planning Department office that a deck was being constructed at the property in question. Upon visiting the property, the Division 1 inspector discovered that the deck was under construction and would not comply with the front setback requirements. The Division 1 inspector did issue at that time a stop work order. Upon receipt of the stop work order, the property owners and also the contractor each immediately contacted the Planning Department office. The applicant immediately submitted the setback variance request in question, which if approved would allow for the issuance of a Division 1 permit for this deck and also roof addition. Construction on the deck has ceased at this time and until such time that the variance application is considered by the board. A representative with the Wilderness Club Incorporated has indicated that to the planning department staff that he met with the property owner several months ago in order to discuss a deck and roof addition fronting on Black Bear Way. He's further indicated that he informed the property owners at that time that the deck and the roof addition would not meet the county setback requirements. In review, the applicants have indicated that they are seeking a setback variance in order to allow for the completion of a deck that would wrap around the south and the east sides of the existing single-family residence. The applicants are seeking a 3-foot front setback variance, allowing for the construction of this new portion of the covered deck, which would be constructed 22 feet from the front property line adjoining Black Bear Way. Due to the placement of the home and the slope of the lot, there's really no access to either of the main entry doors without a deck. The applicants have indicated that at the time that they purchased the home, that there was basically a 5x12-foot deck that led to the front entry, and then there was also an existing deck that led to the side entry as well. The applicants have stated that their original intent was basically to rebuild and cover the existing deck. However, as you can see from the photos, they've discovered that there was extensive rot of not only the deck, the supports, but also the interior and exterior of the actual house itself. The staff recommendations on this, if the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves variance case number 2016-11V, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. First, approval of a front setback variance of 3 feet adjoining Black Bear Way, allowing for the construction of a new 125-square-foot deck addition, which... Sorry, this is wrong. I need to correct this. Second, compliance with all the other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And third, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire. That first one should actually be amended. I do apologize. I actually had that stating, which would be located. Twenty-five feet from the front property line.
And 25 feet or 22 feet?
Yes, you're right. You are correct. And we've got just a brief video of the property. And this is the front of the property in question. And of course you can see the deck does wrap completely around. It's my understanding there was a small deck area here initially and a small deck area in the front. And we just did a quick 360 of the adjoining area. I believe I also shot it from the side just to give you kind of a side view. And so you can kind of see the existing on the side, and then my understanding was that there was an existing small deck in the front initially. And that's all the staff has at this time.
We have five people that have signed up to speak for or against the proposal. James, is it Lisa? Lisi?
Well, I live at 230 Valley Stream Circle, which is probably about four or five houses down the way, and I'm for it. I mean, I don't see anything that it wouldn't bother me in the least. I know that's a simple speech, but I figured I'd throw it in.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Thank you.
That.
Robert?
Robert, are you missing
it? It looks like it.
Yes, I'm comfortable with whatever you determine to do. However, I'm put in a position with the recorded documents that if the project is outside of the setback areas, that they're supposed to notify me with a drawing to approve it, and I informed them that I couldn't approve it on the Black Bear side. However, on the Valley Stream side, we have that being a corner lot, it's a 12.5-foot setback, so that's why that existing deck was there, and I told them there was no problem to continue that on, but I could not approve something that was going out beyond the 25 feet. So this is why we're here.
Thank you. Thank you. I can't quite make out the last name. It looks like it begins with a T or an N. Had anyone else signed up other than Mr. and Mrs. Capco to speak? I can't quite make out the